All right, let us take our slow, conscious breath. You can take one deep breath and hold it for just a few moments, and then slowly release back. If you feel comfortable with, you can also place a hand over your heart area. Take another deep breath, hold, and release. Another deep breath, hold, release. And create that connection with your heart chamber, with the cells of your body, with the cells of denial that is beneath you, with Mother Earth, that denial passes through her, with the entire Earth in this solar system, in this galaxy, in this universe. Into all dimensions. Just let yourself, allow yourself to flow and sink into it more. In some way, surrender into it more. With a smile, with a joy inside. Feeling that love that is within you and also pouring into you from the Divine, from Source, from Creator. As you are establishing a stronger coherence within your body, within your multidimensional field, connecting to the others in the group with their multidimensional fields, their Merkava, their vehicle of light, creating a stronger light group soul together. This is real. You are creating it right now. Breathe. Allow your energy to expand even more. Invite those that you love, either those that you call your guides, or your angels, or Source, or benevolent beings, or even those that have been with you on Earth in this lifetime and have passed, invite them to be with you now. Open to them, feel their love. The invitation is only an acknowledgement that they are already here, because they're always with you. They're always with us. They're always loving us. Never in judgment. Always there to love in whatever we choose to do, in whatever action or step we take in life. Always supporting and loving. breathe and expand even more. How big is your soul? It really doesn't have a measure. It really is vast. It's even bigger than the Nile. It's bigger than 1,000 Niles. Can you allow yourself to feel that vastness, that immenseness? The S is for the soul. This energy that has no beginning and no end, always on a journey. Breathe. And as your energy is elevated even more, the coherence is stronger. Your consciousness is stronger. Is getting higher. Breathe. Tap deeper into your heart, into the center of oneness. How big is your soul? It has no measure of time. It can be anywhere, at any time. There is no place for it exists in the now. Breathe. For just a moment, let your body disappear. Just feel your energy. Just feel your energy. Just feel your energy. There is nothing to do right now. It is just you as energy. Just be with the energy. Breathe. Go to the place that you love the most, the place that gives you comfort, the place that gives you patience, compassion, kindness, of course, immense love. Go there now. You come from love when you enter this earth. You live your life in the best way you can in love. And when you return to love. Therefore, you are love, and you always will be. Breathe. Always in a circle. Always in a circle. Always in a circle. And let us hear more from the beloved words of Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I'd like to ask you to stay in this state of quietness. I want to give you some visualization. This is a meditative channel that asks questions. I won't be doing much teaching. But this is about your consciousness answering questions about the scenarios that I'm going to present. The linearity of consciousness of humanity is quite normal. However, what it does sometimes is it creates an exclusionary idea of things that are not necessarily exclusionary. The creator of the universe, that which is God, that's love. That which has been seen by almost every culture on the planet is not linear. It's inclusionary. However, you, as a human being, growing up even as a child, are exposed to an exclusionary system of hierarchy. Right away, there is mother and father. You see who is in charge in the family. You see who is in charge of your father and your mother. And as you grow up, you start to understand the hierarchy of importance. Those who are important, those who are not, those who have money, those who are not. In each culture, who carries the power? You watch your governments and your politics or your royalty, and you see who is powerful and who is not, and you get the idea of an exclusionary system. You are excluded if you're not in power. And this is the way of it. But then you apply it to spirituality. And you always do. And it's always been that way because that is the model that you have. Come with me for a moment, just in some gentle visualizations, just for a moment. You're back in time in Peru, and the man, Inca, he may be on top of a mountain, he may not be. But they say he shines like the sun. An alliance with God he has, they say. So much so that those who follow him have his name called the Incas. He's surrounded always by his priests. Perhaps he shines like the sun because he wears so much gold. But whatever he does and whatever he says, his priests echo that. And then they tell the sub-priests, and they tell the sub-priests. Until finally, whatever he says is next, or whatever is to be done, or whatever the message is, filters down to the common person. And they hear it. Whatever God said, they hear it. They hear it from those who are able to tell them. Question for you. Are they excluded from the love of God? Or are they included? And if you ask them, they are excluded because that's what they learned. So you see, the habits of the model that you are presented with is what you become. So the exclusionary system, even of God, is very current there. But of course, that was then. Ancient times, this is now modern times. You've learned today that the Pharaoh does quite the same thing. He speaks to Amun-Ra, and whatever is said, whatever is communicated, is for him. He is the only one. As he backs away in the temple, kneeling, backing, as is tradition in so many cultures, he then speaks to his priests of what the God has to say today. And they tell those who are under them, and they tell those who are under them, and finally the ones in the courtyard or beyond get the message. Question for you. Is there really a connection or not to the one in the courtyard, or are they simply listening? Is it exclusionary, or are they included in the love of the Creator? If you were setting up a system of love and compassion, how would you do it? Would you create an exclusionary system and talk to one or two? And would you examine, as God, their bloodline and say, I will only speak to these, and the rest of the souls are on their own? That's a question for you. How would you do it? Now it gets a little more tricky. You have the Mayan on his temple. Visualize this with me. It's a special day, and he set it up. And he tells his people that he is so close to God that he can actually block out the sun. And he does. You see, the Mayans have observatories. They're known for this. They can even see sunspots. They know about the precession of the equinoxes. They study these things. They know when the eclipses are. But the common people, they don't. And so you might say that that king, that Mayan leader, has tricked his people. Because he knows how the astronomy works. And he has then pushed it into their lives as their spiritual belief system. And now they worship him even more. He has excluded them, of course, from knowing about the Almighty, from the love of God, and even about the astronomy. It's the beginning, dear ones, of an exclusionary system that someday won't even let regular human beings read the scriptures in the language they're written in. Of course, that was ancient times, and this is now. There's a place in the Vatican where there's a chair. And the man in white, called the Holy See, is exclusionary because he is the only one who can sit in a chair that is specifically for him. And it has a name, and it's called the Chair of St. Peter. And when he sits in it, dear ones, there are those around him who listen carefully, because suddenly something happens called ex cathedra. And that means that the Holy See, the Pope, receives information from God directly to him, and only to him. And in that moment, he is connected. By the way, I call that channeling. And then he tells the priests, the cardinals, the bishops, all passing it down to those common ones to perhaps rewrite some of the laws or change this or that. Question to you, he's in charge of 1 billion Catholics. If you're one of those at home and you hear what happened and what God has to say, here's the question. Are you really excluded to that degree? Or are you included in the love of God? from the limited minds and consciousness of a human being, if you were the creator, would you set it up that way? If you have put the soul of man in every single human being at the right time and the right place, would you exclude them all? Dear ones, I'll tell you, there's habits of exclusionary behavior, because that's the model since you were born, and it goes right up to that which is spiritual. And that, dear ones, was yesterday. It is still here. It still exists. But there are some things. I want to show you something else, something beautiful. And this is going to be meaningful to several here. Let me take you to another place. 30 years or so after the death of the man called Jesus, as reported by those of the crucifixion, I want you to visit this man in a very dim light in what you will say today is a jail cell. The man is not despondent. He always keeps his paper with him, a way to write, and he sits there the best he can in candlelight. He was born with the name of Saul, but something happened to Saul. You see, he realized he wasn't excluded when something happened to him on the road to Damascus. And there are those that said he met an angel, others who said he met Christ himself. But it changed him forever, for he became included. And he realized the model perhaps was not the model that is even there today in his own religion. And he wrote about the love of God in his cell by candlelight. And it was so powerful what he wrote about how personal and included he was through his prophet, that what he wrote became chapter after chapter in what is now called the Holy Scripture for Christians. What do you call that? When they will carry around the Bible and say it is the word of God, when so much of it is the word of Paul, the apostle. I call that channeling. So you see, there are spots of brilliance and understanding that start to occur along the way to humanity that say, yes, perhaps I am included. What do you think? How would you do it? I want to close with this. It's personal. It's personal because my partner had something happen to him. And what happened to him happened to his partner, the one you call Monica. And it happened even to some who were on this cruise in the south of Egypt. In India, there was a chance to meet a world leader. They call him the prime minister of his country, but he carries with him far more than that. He is revered by so many around the world and is popular more than any other leader who is spiritual. And his name is his lineage. He is the Dalai Lama. And the small group that was there that included my partner and his partner were able to meet with him in the morning for just a brief time. And my partner did not know what would happen. But he was told about the protocol You said if you're going to meet a world leader who has this status, you must do this and that. And he received a small white cloth that he was told to present a certain way to the Dalai Lama, and he would take the cloth and do something, and this was the protocol, and this is what the Buddhists did. And he was all ready. And then the man appeared. My partner will never forget this moment, and neither will his partner or those who were there. He came up the steps and he looked into the eyes of the man you sit in the chair right now, who sits here. He didn't do any of the protocol, much to the shock of my partner and his partner. He did nothing like that. Instead, he took his hand. He took the hand of the man in the chair and his partner, and he looked them in the eye and said four words. He said, "I believe in oneness." And dear ones, at that moment, my partner knew what he was saying. My partner knew he was included. Oneness is not exclusionary. Oneness is the message of the day. It's an ancient message to some. It's a new one for others. That God knows your name. So the question of the day for you: are you included or not? I want you to ponder that one. I know the answer. And so it is.